Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatullah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi, when he mentions that these four-legged creatures have been put on this earth and human beings are able to benefit from them in a positive way, it also means that we have rights that we need to observe regarding the animals. So far, we understand that Islam has a lot to say about rights of animals, about how we deal with animals, how we benefit from animals, how we treat animals, and how bad and evil it is for us to mistreat animals as well. And although you might be doing that privately, although you might be doing it far away from other people seeing you or judging you, there will come a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you hold you accountable for what it is that you have done to an innocent animal, and the punishment will be severe. It's very clear when that expression used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi by Ahlul Bayt, ittaqullah fil baha'im, that itself is more than enough for us to use as a slogan as far as our treatment of animals, and always remembering that we need to have a highest level of compassion towards al-haywanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for a reason. I don't need to go into that. That's something theological. When you are studying theology, study about why God created these things and those things. You might think certain animals have absolutely no benefit in the whole system of creation and things like that, but that's far from the truth, because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-wise, the all-knowing, created everything and anything for a reason. Yes, we understand that us as human beings, if we don't have some kind of regulation in how we are dealing with animals, how we are treating animals, we will wrong, we will do dhulm to a creation, we will do dhulm to the earth, we will do dhulm and wrong the animal kingdom. And we certainly have in many, many cases because of our greed. You know, a whale is hunted down because of a little piece that we want to extract from it. Lion is hunted down because of for a trophy. Shark, as we've mentioned on many occasions, is hunted down because of this. All of it comes down to greed, tamah, that the human being has, uncontrollable in most cases. Very, very unfortunate. And we understand that if we were to be observant of the Islamic foundations, the Islamic precepts when it comes to this topic, we wouldn't have a problem of extinction or things becoming endangered. And that's why حقوق الحيوان, rights of animals, is a very, very important topic for us to look into.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book مفاتيح الحيات, The Keys of Life. This book, مفاتيح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون دماز و ثواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
In this whole system of creation, if we don't have compassion, if we don't have mercy, if we don't have respect, if we don't become observant of the rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for everything and anything around us, then things will become chaotic, which is what we can see today, unfortunately. And that's why from a fiqhi perspective, you know, when we're talking about honoring, when we're talking about respecting, when we're talking about rights of an animal, the right of an animal precedes your rights, even your fiqhi shari rights. You have a cup of water, and that you only have one cup of water left. It's salah time. What do you do with that cup of water? Quench the thirst of an animal or do wudu with it so you can pray? From a fiqhi perspective, it says give the water to the animal and quench its thirst. Don't worry about your wudu. Your wudu, you can do tayammum if you don't have any more water. What happens in the case of giving it alaf, for example? You have no means of feeding the animal any hay or any food unless, you know, you have to, you know, step over someone's garden, for example. That is called ghasb, for example. But in the case of keeping the animal alive, it becomes wajib for you to do so. And that's why ahadith say that the first thing that you do when you dismount an animal, the first thing that you do with it when you get off the animal that you are riding, is not go and do wudu or pray or go and rest or anything else, but you find food for the animal, water for the animal, and a nice, pay attention to what the hadith say, and a nice resting place for the animal. The barn should be nice, it should be cozy, it should be comfortable for the animal to rest in. كَمَا يَجِبُ بَذْلُ الْمَاءِ لِإِبْقَاءِ الْآدَمِي. As it is wajib for you to exhort effort to provide water for the keeping alive of a human being, يَجِبُ بَذْلُهُ لِإِبْقَاءِ الْبَهِيمَةِ الْمُحْتَرَمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُلْكًا لِلْغَيْرِ. It is wajib, it is also wajib for you to keep an animal alive, even though that animal be the property of somebody else's. And that's why we have a responsibility towards our animals, where it comes to preparing food, water, a nice place, security. Even here, Ayatollah Jawadi Amali, he says, and also harmony and peace, that the animal is comfortable in the place that it is living in. Which explains to us, اتقوا الله فيما خولكم. Be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the responsibility that He has entrusted upon you when it comes to the rights of feeding, when it comes to when to feed. ألا تتقي الله فيها إما أن تعلفها وإما أن ترسلها حتى تبتغي لنفسها. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله saw an animal tied up and no one was taking care of it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِيهَا. Where is your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Either feed it or let it go so it can find its own food, its own water. And many of these ahadith that speak about how we need to give them good quality food as well. Good quality food also. Inshallah, we will continue on in the next episode to talk about the rights of animals. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
there was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.